Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It is an absolute pleasure to be joined by Izzy Marchenko, better known as Izzy the Bookworm, along with her mom, Lindsay. Book sale happening on Saturday. It is not to be missed, and other great fundraising events happening. So Izzy Marchenko and Lindsay joining us in studios. Good morning to both of you. Welcome. How you doing, Izzy?
Good.
So Izzy, what's going on for this Saturday?
What do we have going on? We've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. Where is the book sale happening?
At my school, which is Bedford Public School.
Oh my goodness. Now, I gotta ask you, Izzy, what grade are you in?
Grade 2.
Grade 2? And how many books have you read so far this year? Can you even think? Because I know you're Izzy the Bookworm and you're an avid reader. How many books do you think you've read so far? What do you think?
I've read like 20, 60,
80? 80. About
80? 80 books? Yeah. That's not bad at all.
We're having a hard time tracking all of her books that she reads. So
you need a spreadsheet.
We're a little behind with starting to track.
But we
started the 1st of April with tracking her books, just because she likes to set a personal goal every year.
Nice. And let's talk about the book sale. It's happening on Saturday. How's it work?
Yeah, so it's happening, like Izzy said, at Bedford from 10 to 2 this Saturday. And we've got all sorts of stuff going on at the book sale as well, because we have lots of different fundraisers going on. So we're going to have an order form for some delicious candy from Corner Store Candy Co. And also an order form for items from Kate the Great. So Kate the Great Designs is again doing shirts. She's also doing mugs and stickers, all based on two designs that Izzy made.
There's also cuddly
creatures.
Cuddly creatures are doing crochet worry worms.
They made up little. They donated some worry worms for us to sell there. And Izzy made something special too.
Did you make, Izzy?
Bookmarks.
Oh, nice! Absolutely fabulous.
And you'll have to stay tuned on our social media channels for like a circle sandwich day again, an Izzy witch.
Wow, lots going on.
And just everything that we have going on. Follow Izzy the Bookworm.
Yeah, you get that. And we'll of course share all the details available on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. And it's a great Facebook page with Izzy the Bookworm. And I guess, Izzy, you're a fan of candy. You like candy, is that right?
She gets to make her own special mix each year. Do you remember the name this year?
Now, do we have a name?
Yes, Izzy's Chaotic Mix.
Chaotic Mix.
Izzy's Chaotic Mix. You heard it here. Breaking news with Izzy the Bookworm. And Izzy, what books do you like to read? Do you have a favorite genre or what kind of books do you like to read?
Sesame Street.
Sesame Street? Okay. Anything else?
Aaron Babley books, or is that it? I think it's that.
Yeah.
So we've been looking at some of the books, the amazing books that were donated for the book sale, and we have some vintage Sesame Street books that she's enjoying, so thanks to whoever donated those. It's hard for her to answer her favorite book, because she reads almost everything. So.
And we should mention, this is a very special fundraiser. All the proceeds go to MS. And Lindsay, how are you doing with your journey, if you will?
No, things are going well. Just every time you ask me, I'm really happy to say that things are going well. thanks to great medication that I'm on for my MS, and it keeps everything controlled, keeps the disease controlled. So that's why we fundraise, so that we can continue to find better medications and ultimately, hopefully, a cure.
Okay. Again, this is a great thing. It's Izzy's MS Readathon book sale. It is on Saturday at Bedford School in Stratford. Starts at 10 a.m. through till 2 p.m. So that gives you plenty of time for browsing around, that sort of thing.
For sure.
And lots of great fundraisers going on. So Izzy's just taking her jacket off. She's right at home here. Izzy, is there anything else we left off or anything else you want to say about the book sale that's coming up on Saturday?
Oh, about the book sale. We're going to say our fundraising goal.
Our fundraising goal. Yeah, let's talk about that.
So the reading goal is 400 bucks, and the fundraising goal is $5,000.
Wow, $5,000 and a great reading goal there. And in terms of your reading goal, when do you hope to accomplish that? At the end of the school year? Is that what we're looking at?
The end of May.
At the end of May.
2 months. So April and May. This is what we do for the readathon every year. It's only a couple of months.
Right, yeah.
And she used to read the first year when she was 4. She read 750 books. But they're a lot smaller.
Little books. Little books, not big books.
Yeah, now it's novels, it's War and Peace, that sort of thing.
Exactly. So you had to scale it down a little bit. So it looks less exciting, but
now
she never stops
Sesame
reading.
Sesame Street, which is little too.
But fun. Who's your favorite Sesame Street character, Izzy?
Oscar the Grouch.
Good choice. One of my favorites, too, growing up, absolutely. Izzy's MS Readathon book sale. It's on Saturday, 10 a.m. at Bedford Public School. Of course, we'll share the details with mystraffordnow.com. Izzy Marchenko, Izzy the Bookworm, along with Lindsay, thank you so much. We wish you great success, as always, with the book sale and readathon.
Awesome. Thanks, Jamie.